It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our regular Wednesday check-in with our dependable stable of food, dining, and beverage authorities. Rachel Hutton is with us once again this morning. She is senior editor at Minnesota Monthly Magazine. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And congratulations are in order, by the way. You got married recently.
Thank you.
Hearty congrats from all of us here at The Current. So if you live in South Minneapolis, anywhere near the intersection of 50th and Penn, then you're probably familiar with the two restaurants that are right there at the same intersection that are owned by the Broder family. Well, now there is a third right there on the same corner, and Rachel is here to tell us about this new one. So first, tell us about the Broder restaurants. What's different about them and what this new one is all about?
Sure. We'll start back into 1982 when Molly and Tom Broder opened the first restaurant, the Broder's Cucina, that's on that northwest corner. And we know that one as kind of the casual, you know, deli. You can come in there and kind of pick up some pasta, or you can get some Italian groceries to take home, too. And then in the 90s, Molly and Tom opened the Pasta Bar. And you've been there before, haven't you?
Yes, I've been to both of them. So yeah, you get the casual for one, the deli, like you said, and then the other one is sort of a fancier
sit down,
place.
More upscale, all sorts of pasta, fresh pastas. I mean, you can get something very classic and familiar, lasagna, or you can get I've had a pasta with wild boar on it, so you can get quite the range there. Mm-hmm. And they've both been really popular. I mean, I know the Pasta Bar, sometimes you'll wait an hour or two outside because they don't take reservations. So recently, a few years ago, Molly's husband Tom passed away, unfortunately. But a bright spot in that is that her three sons have now opened a third restaurant with her that's called Terzo. And that's on the southeast corner, and it's more of a wine bar. And it used to be Pierre's Bistro, and they've done a nice job renovating the space. And it's, you know, really modern, but feels really personal. They have a couple kind of cool wine-related flourishes that are pretty subtle. They use the wine crates to decorate the bar. And then they actually have some grape vine on the walls. That's kind of subtle nod to wine drinking. Are you a wine drinker, Jill, here?
Oh, who isn't?
Who isn't?
So it's a wine bar, but what kind of food are they serving?
Well, the food that they have there is more contemporary. I mean, they don't have any pizza or pasta, but they do have fancier plates. I had some lovely stuffed squash blossoms when those were in season that were beautiful. They have a lovely veal dish that's just, I mean, the veal is served almost like beef carpaccio, very thin, very light, very airy. So everything is really flavorful, fresh, modern. But they do have heartier plates too for big eaters. They have a great pork chop that I dug my teeth into as well.
How big is this place? Because there's not a lot of seats at really either of them, actually. You know, because the deli one is really pretty small, and then there's, you know, they're quite at a premium at the fancier one too.
Sure. You know, it's mid-size. I would say that it definitely fills up quickly, but I've been fortunate enough to get there and get in without, you know, having to wait for more than 10-15 minutes, but they don't take reservations as well, so you should get there. But the nice thing is speaking of wine, Jill, they have one of those wine preservation systems that uses gas so they can have the bottles open and all stored behind the bar.
Okay.
So they can serve wines by the glass that you would normally not be able to open a bottle that expensive if you were concerned about not being able to sell all the glasses. So that's really fabulous. And they really are knowledgeable about the wines, all Italian wines. So you can just get a glass of wine and kind of relax while you're waiting for your table.
The only reason I know that, by the way, is from waiting tables years and years ago. We had one at where I worked. And so let that not make me sound like a snob, although it's too late. I know, it's already too late that I knew that. So, my goodness, they're on their way to like a world domination of Southeast Minneapolis between the Northwest, Southwest, and Southeast corner of Penn and 50th. All they have to do now is kick out the Brugger's, which is on the Northeast corner.
Yes.
And they could have a complete, you know, own the corner right there. Yeah.
Well, give them another 10 or 20 years.
They just might.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great. And is there a web presence for this new restaurant so we can check out stuff?
Yeah, you know, just go to the Broder's website and there's a link to Terzo on there.
Fantastic. Well, we'll send you there if you head over to our website first. Go to thecurrent.org and check it all out. Broder's, the new restaurant doesn't have Broder's in the name. It's just called Terzo, from what I understand. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just simply Terzo. That was just T-E-R-Z-O is how you spell that. And looking forward to trying it. Rachel, thank you. As always, nice to see you.
Yeah, great to see you.
Rachel Hutton is senior editor at Minnesota Monthly Magazine. This is Eating and Drinking on The Current.